with your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Hope you had a good weekend. Everybody's back in the room here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's see what's happening with everybody in a segment we call What's the Haps. Hey.
What's the Haps?
What's the Haps with you?
Well, I was getting on a flight the other day, and this guy comes up and got a big puffy coat. He's got a hat on and a few shirts and headphones. And he's like, hey, man. And at first, I didn't know it was because he had on a lot of clothes, but it was also in New York.
Yeah.
So it's really cold up there. And I was like, what? Well, it was Gavin DeGraw, who you will know from this song right here. And so we just kind of talked for a while, and we ended up sitting down. It probably would have been better for us if we were sitting 4 or 5 rows apart, because we would have just talked before and after. But because he was in the row right behind me, we like had a conversation between the hole in the seats. So I think both people, the one sitting next to him and the one sitting next to me, were a little bit annoyed. But he's a nice guy. I think he'll eventually come up and do the show, because I was like, hey, you should come do the radio show. He played with the Raging Idiots last year. He came out and surprised the crowd at our $1 million show. But, like, I guess nice guy. And then he was down. We were getting our baggage, and people were coming up. And he has the move. He has the move with pictures. Because people would come up and say hi, and they'd be like, hey, can I get a picture? And he's like, let's get that selfie real quick. And so he doesn't, like, do a thing where he's going, okay, and gives the phone to somebody.
Uh-huh.
He just grabs the phone. Let's get that selfie. Boom, pops it, hands on the phone, and they go on.
Oh, it's quick. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. It's pretty quick, pretty solid move.
Okay.
I can respect, because a lot of times they'll go, hey, can I get a picture? And you're like, sure. And then they're like, okay, here's my cousin. He's going to take it. Will you... All that's eliminated. He's
and
like,
that's if the cousin's handy. Sometimes it's like, can we find a stranger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very efficient. He's like, let's just get that selfie. Grabs the phone, boom, pops and goes, thank you very much. And then shoves him. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't send him out. It didn't shove him out of the way. But yeah, that was the deal. That happened. I thought I'd share with you guys.
Y'all should have just probably sat by each other. I'm sure the people next to you maybe.
The guy next to me was already asleep. I don't want to wake him up and be like, hey, this is recording artist Gavin DeGraw. Can he sit up here?
Tradesies.
I don't want to be that guy. All right, that's What's the Haps for me.
Hey, what's the haps?
Okay, Amy? So, well, I got a warning about bank jugging, and so I wanted to let you guys know.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, yeah, that's why I'm going to tell you. It's when criminals are watching you go into the bank and carry out money, and then they see what you do with it and where you go, and they rob you when you've got money. Like, the story I got was a guy went into the bank and withdrew like a couple $1,000 cash because he was going to literally make a down payment on a truck, so he needed that much cash. Well, then he drove to the gas station right next door and went in to use the bathroom real quick, but it put the cash in his console. He came back out. He said he was inside less than a minute, and his window was smashed. And someone stole the money out. So they were bank jugging him. They were tailing him from the bank to where he went next to steal it.
Remember Lunchbox's story about the guy at the bank who bank jugged?
The bank teller.
Yeah, he
was
the guy's
old man.
House.
He showed up at the house about 6:30 p.m., knocked on the door, and stole the money out of the room.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do then?
Just, I don't know, act like you're at the bank not getting any money.
Walk in.
I have no money.
Only doing a deposit today, folks.
Cash free right here.
All right, thanks. What's the haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
Lunchbox?
My wife got upset with me because our tradition is we do the turkey trot every Thanksgiving, where you go do the 5K or 10K run, whatever city you're in, on Thanksgiving Day. So we're going to see her family this Thanksgiving. And so I signed us up for the turkey trot without even asking her, because it's tradition. And she was like, you know, I'm pregnant. Do you think I really want to get up at 7:30 a.m. and go do a 5K?
Well, can you do it without her?
Well, I can, yes, but I thought family tradition, I was being romantic because I remembered our tradition and I signed us up. I thought I was doing something nice. And I guess you need to ask your pregnant wife before you do something.
I don't know if that would be romantic. I don't think it's considered romantic.
That's what, but for
maybe,
like,
maybe thoughtful-ish to remember, but I don't think remembering everything's romantic.
No, he thinks fun runs are romantic. Remember when he signed her up for that Valentine's fun runner? He was like, yeah, no, it's romantic. They serve hot cocoa on the run.
It's the hot chocolate one. That's what we do. Yeah.
I think it's good that you remembered. I just don't know if romantic is the word that I would use in that situation. And she's also pregnant and probably doesn't want to go run. You know,
yeah, so. I was just trying to be nice and keep tradition going. What is tradition if you skip a year?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, if she has a baby, it's okay to skip a year.
Okay.
She's pregnant with a baby. That's what's up. Hey.
Hey, what's the haps?
Eddie, what's going on with you?
Well, I went ahead and did it. I wanted to see what everyone was talking about. I tried the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich, and it's okay. It's all right. I mean, it is different than the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich, but I prefer the Chick-fil-A one better.
Wow. I think that might be the first person I heard choose Chick-fil-A.
Maybe I'm late in the game, you know, as I've heard all the hype.
Are you being a contrarian, though?
No. I went in, I tried to go neutral, and I took a bite, and I was like, not a bad bite. Second bite, it's all right. It's fine.
If I'm going to have one full sandwich, I'm probably going to have the Chick-fil-A sandwich, but for a few bites, the Popeyes is good. That thing is just too heavy and big for me.
Yeah, that crust is good, though.
Yeah.
It's very crispy.
I think it tastes really good. I'd like a Popeye spicy chicken slider.
Okay.
That'd probably be where it's at for me.
No, yeah. Maybe they should make those.
You didn't love it, though.
I didn't love it, and there was no hassle. I mean, it really wasn't a line. I guess I'm later in the game here, so they had it, and I tried it.
Hey, Morgan, number two, since you do Food World, have you tried the Popeye spicy chicken sandwich?
No, my food world is a little weird because I'm vegetarian, so I don't eat that stuff.
So it's food world with an asterisk.
Yes.
No
it's
meat.
Like the sweets and stuff.
I didn't think about you doing food world with no meat.
Yeah.
What would you break your rule for? Have you had meat at all?
Yeah, I've probably had like a little bit of chicken maybe four times since I was vegetarian.
Which is what age?
8.
So it's not like a streak for you. You're not holding on to a streak on purpose.
I just can't eat very much. It's like very teeny tiny bits. If I have a really strong craving, I try it and then that's it. I can't eat very much or I will get sick.
And she doesn't really have an affinity for the Chick-fil-A sandwich because she hasn't had that either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How annoying is it in life to be a vegetarian all the time?
It's a lot. When you go to restaurants and you order something and then they actually put meat on it, even though you asked for not, like, that's hard.
But in social settings?
No. I mean, guys give me a hard time on dates. Like,
You don't like the meat?
Yeah. And I don't like to go to steakhouses or anything. Or if I order mac and cheese at a steakhouse, They're like, why did I bring you here? And I'm like, I don't know.
They say, why did I bring you here?
Yeah.
Get out of that one. Get out of that one. All right. That's What's the Half. Say,
hey. What's the Half?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Hey, Thanksgiving's on Thursday, and we wanted to get on Luke Bryan and talk to him about what's happening at his house for Thanksgiving. Be cool, huh?
Yeah.
But he's busy.
No.
So we weren't able to get on Luke Bryan. But we do, luckily, have connections, and we got his cousin Duke Bryan on with us.
Perfect.
Duke Bryan, how are you this morning?
Hey, y'all. I'm great, Bonnie.
No, it's Bobby.
Oh, that's what I said, Bobby.
Right. Duke Bryan's on with us right now, who... Do all cousins sound that much alike?
Related, y'all. Come on.
Thanksgiving's Thursday. I was wondering what it's like over at the Bryan family house.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. We love Thanksgiving at the Bryan house, Bobby. It's such a great holiday. I get as happy as a pig in sunshine every time it rolls around.
A pig in sunshine, huh?
That's right.
At Thanksgiving dinner, what kind of meat do you guys have over there? Turkey or ham?
Yes.
No, I think turkey or ham.
Oh, well, just yes. We serve a cornucopia of meats. Turkey, ham, duck, goose, pheasant. Mongoose, you name it. If it has four legs, Bobby, and a tail, I'm going to fry it all up.
Mongoose, huh? You ever had mongoose, Amy?
I've not.
What kind of food won't we see on the Bryan family table?
Oh, gosh, cranberry sauce. It's just awful. That side doesn't amount to a hill of beans. Just use a smidge of A1 sauce and gravy, and that's the Bryan special family sauce.
Mm.
If I get a hankering for some cornbread, I'll just slap it on it own, you know what I'm saying? Hey, corn makes bread. Bread makes whiskey.
All right. Duke Bryan's on with us. What are you thankful for this year?
Oh, gosh, that's a booger. I'm thankful for so much. I mean, obviously, NASCAR. That's a big one.
Yeah, yeah.
Camo's right up there, too.
Oh, okay.
Mostly just hunting, fishing every day, you know?
Any loving?
A little bit of loving, too.
Is it weird to see your cousin Luke Bryan doing TV on American Idol?
Yes and no. It's strange to see, you know, the same guy I used to hog wrestle up in the backyard with Lionel, Katie, and Ryan, and yourself. But no, at the same time. I always knew he was a star, so it makes sense. I'm happy for the guy.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a chicken whisperer.
Excuse me?
I'm a chicken whisperer.
A chicken whisperer?
Right.
What does that do?
Well, people call me when their chickens have problems, say if they're not laying eggs, and I plop down to my knees, I look at them beak to beak, and I whisper to them.
Oh, you whisper into the chicken's beak?
Right.
What do you say?
I just whisper sweet cluckins.
Okay, there he is. All right, we're done. Duke Bryan, everybody. Luke Bryan's cousin. Oh. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thanks, y'all.
The entire Bryan family, and he has to leave just like that. There he is.
Tell Luke, hey.
Yeah, tell Luke we say hello, Duke.
I will. Thank you, guys. All Have right. a good Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City may not fly its famous balloons this year due to dangerously high winds that are expected. In other news, in Minnesota, a pilot was rescued on Saturday after a single-engine plane got tangled in power lines and was left suspended in the air upside down. Luckily, he wasn't injured. And finally, all University of Arkansas students are being required to have up-to-date vaccinations in order to attend classes following a mumps outbreak on campus.
Bobby Bones Show.
On with us is Taylor in Florida. Taylor, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is so cool.
Well, you're on the air. What would you like to know?
So I work as a nanny, and I love my job. I love the family that I work for. And when I first got hired, they asked me to do light housekeeping. And I'm a good way in with them now. I've been working them for a while, and it's not light housekeeping anymore. It's heavy, and I feel like I'm working more doing cleaning their house than I am with their kids. And I just didn't know, is that okay to say something? Or, I mean, they pay me, like, should I just do my job?
Okay, that's a good question. I think boundaries are a very important part of any relationship, if it's professional or personal. And it seems like they have kind of gone beyond the boundaries that they set for your professional relationship. So if you feel, listen, if you feel anything, it's never a bad thing to communicate that. If you were to pull them aside, and again, yes, it will be awkward short term, but long term, it'll probably be so much better for the relationship that you have with them. So what I would suggest is that you pull aside whomever you usually talk with. If it's the husband or the wife or someone, and say, hey, whenever we started, this is what I was told. Now I feel that we're not on the same path that we were then. And I'm okay with that, but it's not reflecting in duties, meaning, and pay. So you could say, hey, listen, it's too much, or I'm happy to do it, but you got to throw me a little more bone because I'm working longer hours. It's just a boundary issue, but you should always say what you feel. Even if you're wrong about what you feel, someone can always say, hey, I think you're wrong about what you feel, and you guys can communicate it that way. Otherwise, you're going to be resentful of the family. It's not going to be a good relationship long term, and you're going to end up being out of there because you leave or they want you to leave. So it's kind of a bad seed that's planted. You just have to pick the seed up and look at it and talk about it and then put it back down again. You have to replant the seed in a positive way. Amy?
I 100% agree. As someone who, you know, we have someone that helps us with our kids and different things, and I think you, one thing that I would want if you were helping us is I would want you to tell me, because I would want to know if we blurred that line, because yes, they hired you on the terms of light housekeeping, not full-blown cleaning the house. So for sure, if I would want you to come to me and say, hey, yeah, this is just not working, that way we could figure out a better plan. You should communicate.
They may not even know that they've blurred the line.
Exactly.
That's why communication is so important. Mm-hmm. There are times where I'm a real idiot with Amy, and she has to go, hey, idiot. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize I was that big of an idiot. Or there are times where I have to go to Amy and be like, hey, I need you to focus. Like, and she's like, oh, I didn't realize I wasn't doing that. So just because someone isn't inside the boundary that you guys originally set doesn't mean they're doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to communicate that, because otherwise, if you enjoy your position, you won't be enjoying it, because you'll be resentful they're taking advantage of you, even if they don't mean to.
Okay, thank you.
Have that conversation. It's a bit uncomfortable short term, but it's so much better and healthier long term.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Feel good about that?
Yep, I do.
All right,
I'm nervous, but...
Yeah, you should be, though.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, you should be nervous if it's worth something in life. If it's worth something, you should be nervous. That's great. Go have the conversation. They will also respect you more for it later, mm-hmm. because they know if something's up, they'll be like, oh, well, she'll actually bring this to us, even if it's uncomfortable.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks.
All right,
bye.
Have a good day. There she is, Taylor in Florida. I think we just dropped a bit of, boop, life on her. Just like that. All right, around the room, because it's getting that time. Favorite Christmas movie? Amy.
I mean, there's so many that are good, but I love that this one has a classic and an updated one from the 90s, and it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Did you like the new one?
Yeah, the one from the... Yeah, I like the old one and the new one. And I'm excited to share that one with my kids this season. They've already watched Elf, and of course, we love that, and they have Love Home Alone, like different things that I'm sure are people's favorites, but... for me, like this Christmas season, it's going to be all about Miracle on 34th Street.
Lunchbox?
It's easy. Kevin McAllister gets left at home. It's Home Alone.
Yep.
Absolutely. Best Christmas movie of all time.
I thought A Christmas Story was yours with the red BB gun.
I do like that, but...
Shoot your eye out.
I like both of those.
Eddie?
That one's mine. A Christmas Story.
Maybe it's your eye out. Maybe that's you that's whose favorite. It's that one.
Well, it's close between that one and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, gosh.
The old black and white movie.
Oh, gosh.
The black and white stuff, that's tough for me.
It's such a good movie, though, guys.
That's his childhood, though.
No, it's not.
Oh, burn.
It's not, though.
Morgan, number two, what about you? We're talking about Christmas movies. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I have to go with this one. I think it's my top ever. The How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Now, which version of that?
The new one. The one with Jim Carrey voicing the Grinch.
There's a newer one.
Oh, no, not the cartoon one. Yeah, like okay. Is that the OG? The OG is the not the cartoon one, right?
Yeah, the Jim Carrey one's a good one.
Yeah, that one. Where you actually see the Grinch in real life.
Raymundo, what about you?
National Lampoon, is that even a question?
Clark Griswold? That's a good one.
Yeah. It's pretty money.
That's a good one. I mean, can I go Love Actually?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Really? I mean, listen, I would argue that Home Alone's not, but we're in the Christmas spirit, right? No, I'm not going there. No, not going there. But can I do Love Actually?
I think so.
If I had to go straight down the middle Christmas, it would be The Santa Claus with Jim Carrey. That movie was so money. Or Tim Allen, sorry. Yeah, Tim Allen, yeah. The movie was so good. Die Hard? Are you kidding me?
Oh, well, what about Bad Santa? You ever seen that one? That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
Is it? I've never seen it.
You wouldn't like it.
It's funny. You wouldn't like it. It's dirty. Oh. Amy, you should watch Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, you'd love that one, Amy.
It's around Christmas.
What is it about? For kids?
Christmas is in it. Yeah,
Nicole Kidman's in it.
Yeah, you and the kids watch Eyes Wide Shut and give me a review of that.
But she's going to do it.
No, she's not. She'll last like 5 seconds and get out of there.
Okay. Mm.
I looked it up. The number one Christmas movie of all time is It's a Wonderful Life, 1946.
Hey, I told you guys.
That's just people trying to be cool.
No, it's
nostalgic.
So good.
Like,
who stars in that, Eddie?
What's his name? Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart. That's right. Yeah, look at you. Universally, It's a Wonderful Life is at number one. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is at number two. A Christmas Story is at number three. White Christmas is at number four. And they have Home Alone at number five. So they're also wrong on what Christmas movies are, even. So there you go.
Well,
thank you, Ray.
Go.
There's no ending, Ray. I went backward. There's no drum roll for me going backward. But it's time. Like, it's time to commit to Christmas, right, Amy?
Yes, commit.
And who's... Like, I put up my tree. How long do you think it stays up after Christmas is over?
For you?
Yeah.
I feel like it'll come down in, like, a few days after Christmas, before the new year.
Okay.
Last year, mine stayed up till March. No! April, May. April, May.
Bones, are you doing a Christmas trip?
It was up for a while.
I can't have a dog now.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm not going to stick them because to put my dog up to board him, you have to board him for like 4 or 5 days because people are gone. And so I'm just going to stay at home with my dog.
All right.
Maybe I go somewhere after Christmas because we have a little break. But yeah, I just hang out with the dog. Catch up on some Netflix, I guess. I'm kind of caught up, right?
We're here Christmas Day if you want to spend Christmas Day with us.
I'm basically Amy's second family. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, you can't spend Christmas Day alone.
I've spent most Christmas days alone the past 4 or 5 years.
Well, I have not been home for Christmas, and this year I am, so...
She'll be home for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
At last night's American Music Awards, Carrie Underwood took home two awards, one for Favorite Female Artist and Favorite Album. Dan and Shay also took home two awards, one for Favorite Country Duo and one for Favorite Country Song with Speechless. The full list is up at BobbyBones.com. Dolly Parton revealed that she used her acrylic nails as an instrument while recording her song 9 to 5. And she even gave them official credit on the song. She says they were nails by Dolly on the album. Congratulations to Maddie and Tay's Maddie Marlowe. She got married over the weekend to her longtime boyfriend, Jonah. I'm Morgan number two. That's her skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Chuck Swaggerty of Iowa is on a mission to help the kids in his community, so he's donating coats, to a bunch of elementary schools. He drops off 40 at this elementary school, 40 at this elementary school. So far this winter season, he's donated 180 coats to local elementary schools. That's swagtastic.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
And every one of those coats is going to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. They're going to make a difference in somebody's life. That's great. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. A 24-year-old man got back from a night out at the bar, and he parks his car in the parking garage, and he gets out walking into the house. He's like, oh, wait, can't take my gun in the house. Goes in his pocket to get it out, and boom, shoots himself in the leg.
Ooh.
Well, I guess when I hear this, I go, he can take it in a bar where he's drinking, but he won't take it in his house. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming he shouldn't have a gun.
No. He suffered a flesh wound, but was arrested for reckless discharge of a firearm and possession of a loaded firearm while intoxicated.
And then how do they know? You have to call 911 on yourself and go, yeah, I did it. You can't, because I probably throw the gun away and be like, somebody shot me and drove off.
I'll make up a whole story.
Wait,
it could be worse.
Then they test your hands for gunpowder.
I don't know if they go that deep, though, on something so trivial. Anyway, the guy's an idiot. All right,
I'm Lunchbox.
You.
That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby
Bones
Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, time for a Monday round of Amy versus Lunchbox, where Lunchbox will get three questions that are meant for the ladies to know. So that's always the fun of it. Will he get the female questions? And Lunchbox is up first. Here we go. Lunchbox, what kind of facial piercing resembles a birthmark? What kind of facial piercing resembles a birthmark?
A stud.
A stud. That's incorrect. Amy, you can steal this. What kind of facial piercing resembles a birthmark?
I have no... a nose ring?
A Monroe.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know what that is. Mike,
maybe Marilyn Monroe? I don't
maybe.
Know. Does she have a birthmark on her
face? Oh, you put a piercing
face?
In that spot where Marilyn Monroe had a birthmark.
Oh,
okay.
No idea.
That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I never heard of that either. It does make sense. Lunchbox, what shape is a princess cut diamond? What shape is a princess cut diamond?
Oh, it's princess cut. How do you describe it?
What shape is a princess cut diamond?
Oval.
Incorrect. Amy, you can steal. What shape is a princess cut diamond?
Gosh, I wish I was more into diamonds. I think it's square.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
It is square. Amy, you have to steal. That's how you say it.
Woo!
Square.
Square.
There you go.
Not that hard.
How do you say it?
Well, obviously I was wrong.
Lunchbox, Catherine Zeta-Jones recently celebrated her 19th wedding anniversary to what actor?
Michael Douglas.
Correct.
Good one.
All right. After those round of questions, it is tied at 1-1. Amy, it all lies in your hands.
I know.
These are all dude questions. Amy, what type of alcohol is a high-quality brandy and named after a town in western France? It's spicy, fruity, sweet, and bitter.
What?
This type of alcohol is a high-quality brandy and named after a town in western France. It's spicy, fruity, sweet, and bitter.
Oh, my gosh. I don't drink brandy. What's that show? What's that guy? The guy, doesn't he drink brandy when he's like...
Need an answer, please?
Remy?
Incorrect.
What is it?
Ooh, that's
Lunchbox, you can steal.
I have no idea. Rumple Mints.
No, it's cognac.
Which
is Remy.
That's what I was trying to... cognac. What's that? Isn't it?
Why do you do an accent on that?
Because there's...
I don't know what you're talking about, Amy.
Yes, y'all do. Think about it.
Okay. Oh.
It's like the guy, the actor, and he's like, can you... And
okay.
It's like in the brandy
glass.
You
missed
glass.
It. We're moving. So I don't know.
Is Remy a brandy?
You missed it. We're moving on.
Shoot.
Amy, what color is transmission fluid?
I'm assuming it's green.
What is your answer?
Green.
Lunchbox, what's transmission fluid?
Oh, you're saying no to that.
I am. It's not green.
Well, I thought it was.
It's not green.
It's not a dumb answer.
I never said it was dumb. Hey, you're projecting on me right now. I never said anything was dumb. Don't take your hate out on me. You gotta take that on the mirror.
I'll say tan.
Interesting choice of colors.
Tan colored.
Is it yellow?
It's red.
Oh, it's red. Red, red. Green.
Mm. Green, I'm green is that. Antifreeze.
Okay.
Amy.
What?
Your final. Hey, whoa, easy. I don't know what kind of mood you're in this morning.
No, because I want to think of that movie quote where it's like, it's in cognac.
Are you ready? If you get this right, you win.
Yes.
If you don't, he has a chance to win.
Okay.
Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn play divorce mediators in what comedy? Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn play divorce mediators in what comedy? Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
Divorce mediators?
Mm-hmm. For the win.
Owen Wilson, Vince Vaughn. The only thing, I don't know that they're divorce mediators in this, but aren't they in Wedding Crashers?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
The answer is Wedding Crashers. There she is. Big victory. Yes! There she is.
Okay.
There she goes. Hold on. Hey, my
phone. This is my first win.
In what?
In this round?
No, it's 4-3 now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's been a minute.
Maybe it's been a minute. All right, there she is. Big Woo! Win there, Amy. Congratulations. Yeah, yeah. Big win for you.
Pardon me, some cognac. I'm gonna
what
find
are you
it.
Talking about?
It's like Saturday Night Live or something.
That's enough.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Thank you, guys. The Bobby Bones Show. On the phone right now is a guy named Peter. Peter, where are you calling us from?
Hey, Bobby. I'm calling from Santa Barbara, California.
All right, so I looked over at the text screen, and it says to me that you were upset Morgan number two did not bring a date to my house for the Christmas party.
I am. I mean, she sounds so fun. I think she should have taken a date to your party, Bobby.
And what I'm also reading on this screen is that you would have flown across the country to accompany her on this date?
Absolutely.
You would have paid for a plane ticket and got a hotel, and just to come with Morgan number two, you really think she could be your one?
Yeah, you know, I think it would be a great meeting story.
Hmm. You'd pay all that money for a first date with someone you never met.
Well, you know, I listen to y'all on the show, so I kind of feel like I know y'all already.
What is it about Morgan? What's about Morgan number two do you like? What's fun about her?
Hey, she's got a great bubbly personality.
True.
I'm not good at Instagram at all, but I follow her, so she could teach me a lot about Instagram. And I like Bud Light, too. So we could go down to a hockey talk on Broadway and have a couple Bud Lights.
Oh, I think this is great.
Me too.
Yeah, we need to set this up ASAP.
All right, Morgan number two is 26 years old. She runs all of our digital here. Hey, Peter, how old are you, bro?
I'm a little older. I'm 36.
She didn't care about that. She likes older guys.
Yeah.
That's not an issue for her. So I'm speaking for her completely right now.
She hasn't said a word yet.
Yeah. Morgan number two, how do you feel about this call right now?
I'm very flattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we told you. Do you ever slide into her DMs, Peter?
Oh.
Do I do what?
You ever hit her up on direct message on Instagram?
Oh, you know, I got to learn how to do that.
Oh, you just hit the little airplane up in the right corner, and then you write her a message. But you haven't done that yet.
No, I haven't. Morgan number two, if it's not too creepy, I'll shoot you a message today.
What celebrity, Peter, would you say you look most like?
Oh, I'd love to think Matthew McConaughey.
Whoa!
No, you would love. Well, listen, I would love to think George Clooney, but I don't. But I ain't. But who do you really look like? Do you think you look like Matthew McConaughey?
Well, Bobby, you know, when I look in the mirror in the morning, I gotta think positively.
Amy, go ahead.
Okay.
Morgan number two, what would it take for a guy to come, he's going to fly across the country to go on a date with you?
That's like so much pressure.
That's like a movie.
So
isn't that what you want?
Pressure.
Yeah, it could be. It's like
Seattle.
A Hallmark. It's almost Christmas time. This is like a Hallmark Christmas movie. Where, you're from where?
Santa Barbara, California. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
What's a hobby of yours, Peter?
The hobby, I love to run. I love to play golf.
I collect wine.
We have a lot of wine here.
Wow. Morgan number two loves wine.
What does he do for a living?
I'm a college professor.
Wow. Morgan number two, this is great.
What do you teach? What kind of class?
I teach public policy and politics.
Have you ever dated one of your students? Should be one.
No, I'm not that professor.
She could be one. She's 26.
Okay.
She's like a real-life adult.
Have you ever had 26-year-olds in your class that you thought were attractive?
You know, I don't think of my students that way.
Okay.
Yeah, question overruled.
Yeah. Why are you being rude to our buddy Peter? Peter's just calling
in.
Good
question, Amy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter.
Hey, where do you teach at?
Well, you don't have to say that.
Don't say that. Get in trouble.
Peter, what's the deal? Like, have you been married before?
You know, I have.
Morgan number two, is that a deal breaker?
Do you have kids?
Hold on.
No, no kids.
Is that a deal breaker that he's been married before with you, Morgan number two?
It's not. I would want to know, like, why it ended. You know, what caused that?
Yeah, what's up with that relationship, Peter?
Yeah, that'd be a great thing, Morgan, to talk about.
Yeah!
That was smooth. That was a smooth so line good. Right there. I like it.
So, Peter.
Wait, yeah. Wow. Peter is this looks him, like Mike? Matthew McConaughey, who's a college professor. And
Mike's going to show me. He's private. Wow. All it is public, his profile picture, and you can't see, really, because he's so far away. Peter, we're trying to scope you here, but it's so, we can't really tell what's up with your picture.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know what picture it is.
Oh, wait, I see you now. Oh. You know what, Amy, not a bad-looking dude.
Does he look like Matthew McConaughey?
I mean...
Oh, that's not a bad-looking dude.
I think that's him.
I mean, I'm looking at him. Specialization, American politics, education. He has a PhD.
Wow.
You have a PhD? Peter the PhD?
Whoa.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Peter, you held out on us.
Oh, well, yeah. Morgan, you cool with that?
Hey, Dr. Peter's on.
Yeah, Dr. Peter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
You ever had Dr. Peter?
Can't say I've dated a Dr. Peter before.
Wow, this is crazy. Well, have you ever stalked anyone before or, like, had any issue with that, Peter?
No.
Okay. Morgan, number two, what do you think about this? You see what he looks like. Attractive enough guy. He's super educated, well-spoken. If he were to get to town somehow, would you do, like, a coffee with him?
I would. I'm not against it, but please do not come just for me because that puts a lot of pressure on me. Like, if he comes to Nashville for a trip or something, cool. I'll meet up with him. But.
What do you think about that, Peter?
Hey, Morgan, that sounds great.
Okay.
Well, what do you know? He has a conference this weekend.
I have lots of friends out in Nashville.
Yeah!
All right. PhD Peter is what he'll be known as.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
You know, Morgan number two, my husband used to be Air Force guy. People with nicknames they could eventually turn into the husband.
Peter?
Yeah, but I have a big question.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
You live in California. How's that going to work if it does work out? You know?
That's a good question.
We
just spend a lot of time out here, don't you, Morgan?
Nope. Never been.
Oh. You've ever been to California?
I've flown through there once, but never really spent time in California, no.
Oh, he's about to invite you.
Yeah!
Well, what I know is that PhDs are transferable. It's also good here.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. We have a place, maybe you've heard of it, Vanderbilt.
We have universities
here.
Yeah, you can teach here. Listen,
no Commodores.
One step at a time. Peter, why don't you just message Morgan number two? Even though you haven't done it, you can figure that out. You're a friggin' doctor. Message her, and we'll see if we can set you guys up on a coffee.
I appreciate y'all having me on. Thanks for trying for me. Morgan number two, thanks for being open to this.
Yep, of course.
Oh, Morgan, you should just get his number. Skip no, Instagram.
No, go DM first, for sure. Go DM first. Okay.
I'll be in touch, y'all. Thanks. Love you guys. Keep up the great work.
All right, there he is. PhD Peter, everybody. Woo! See how this lined up. All right, there you go. It's a lot of pressure if he flies out here for coffee, for sure.
And he has a lot of friends here. We didn't know that.
Good, though. He has somewhere to stay. He's not like, hey, can I stay at your house?
Yeah, definitely not. Pass on that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Wow. But you're open to it.
I'm not against it.
But you're open to it.
25-75 open to it, yes.
No. Are you open to it? Yes or no?
Come on.
Sure.
Yeah!
Right. This is awesome.
I'll sit in the corner, though, and just make sure. Yes, Bobby Bones. I got a text here asking if our video producer, Eddie, has paid off all his debt.
Oh, good question.
Because your New Year's resolution was to pay off your debt.
Correct.
How much did you have at the beginning of the year?
Gosh, it was around $25,000.
And how much have you paid off? I mean, here we are, end of November.
Guys, the way it's scheduled out, by January, we should be completely done.
Wow.
That's
completely,
awesome.
Completely done.
And what did you guys give up in order to do that?
Everything. I mean, you know, we still have pizzas on Friday, you know, stuff like that. Stuff that we love to do, we still do. But man, my wife cut out coffee, Starbucks. I played a lot of golf. I probably don't play as much golf as I used to. I'm down to gambling $30 a month.
which is awesome because I used to like to gamble a lot more than that. $30 a month, just little things like that we shaved off. And the eating out, we don't do that as much anymore.
That was probably a big one, huh?
Huge.
Look at you. You're going to reach your resolution most likely.
I just can't wait to start my life. It's almost like starting your financial life over. Like, no more debt. Everything I make is ours. It's like, it's going to be amazing. I cannot wait.
Look at this. Look
yeah.
at this.
Yeah.
That's great. I got a text asking, so appreciate that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Thanksgiving's this week, and a new survey found that the average person will need a break after just 3 hours and 54 minutes with their extended family during the holidays.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, no. My sister, her husband, and four kids, they're with us for like 7 days, and I'm so pumped. And my in-laws are coming later, and they're going to be with us for like 3 days. Bring it on.
And you, but that doesn't mean you don't love them.
Right. I guess I'm excited about it, but they may want a break from me or something. I don't know.
Are they all staying at your house?
My sister's whole family is, and then my in-laws, they got a hotel.
So how many people are staying in your place, in your house?
Six, plus my family. The in-laws are more than welcome, but I guess they wanted their own space. It says that the hardest thing about staying with family is lack of privacy, people getting on each other's nerves, and family drama. But my family doesn't have that. Maybe that's why I'm so excited. Like, we really don't.
You don't get on each other's nerves?
No. My in-laws are the least dramatic people you've ever met in your entire life, which is amazing. And then my sister and we're good. Like, we've always been good. Because we share with each other if we're getting on each other's nerves. I guess it doesn't turn into drama, you know?
It's a lot of people over at the Amy house for sure. I'll be there for Thanksgiving. Oh. I'll be spending like an hour probably.
That's it? So you're going to come and eat and then leave? You're not going to play games and put together puzzles and hang out?
And that's pretty accurate. I mean, I'll come and eat and hang out, but...
Watch football?
No puzzles, Bones?
A lot of people touch puzzles. I don't like puzzles. All the hand germs on puzzles.
I'll make sure that people sanitize before they...
I only do brand new puzzles.
I'll put sanitizer by the puzzle table. Well, speaking of... I don't know. This made me think of my in-laws and my dad, older people. Did you know if you say, okay, boomer, at work, it could get you fired for age discrimination? Like, if you work with someone older and they do something, you're like, okay, boomer, like baby boomer...
Well, that's a saying that all the kids are using now. I mean, Fox is even developing a show after it. It's the new meme.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the Age Discrimination and Employment Act of 1967 makes that a hostile work environment, so you can't do that.
Okay, boomer. All right, what else?
Okay, and then, Bobby, what kind of coach was your high school football coach during halftime? When you were getting the speech, was it, like, angry or motivating?
Well, I think angry is motivating at times. You mean positive?
Well, I guess, yes. More positive, like a positive uplift. Let's get out there and let's beat everybody.
I guess it
or
depends.
Like,
no,
get just, your butts in line.
It just depended. Sometimes he'd come and kick the whole Gatorade table over. We'd be like, oh,
nice.
Crap. No, not nice.
Oh, that's when you were down,
though. It means we weren't playing well. He was always positive after a game, regardless if we won or lost. He'd be like, okay. But at halftime, sometimes he's really angry. So it just depends on the situation.
Okay, well, they analyzed a lot of this. And for coaches, anger is more effective than positivity when it comes to halftime speeches. So heads up, if you're trying to motivate people to do something, get a little angry.
Well, I'm going to switch up how I do this thing then.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Get you halfway through the show. I'm going to get you guys together. You suck. You suck. You're okay.
Knock stuff over.
Yeah. All right, is that it?
Yep. I mean, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Some firefighters in LA County stepped in to help when they saw a bride in need. Members of the crew from Station 69.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Nothing. You're funny.
It literally says Station 69.
I know.
He's just reading the story.
Oh. Yeah.
They saw her trying to hold up her dress while walking in traffic over a muddy mess of a day because it had been raining. The car got stuck in traffic. They had to get there. And so a rep for the firefighter shared a photo in the story on Instagram where they gave her a ride in her wedding dress on the fire truck so she didn't have to get all gross.
Love it.
Yeah. What station? I'm sorry. I don't want to mix this up. What station was she from? Are they from the firefighter? 69. Yeah, 69. I just went. Tell me something good.
I know.
You're a child.
Yeah, it's a good. What's a,
Station what?
Yeah. Shout out to, let me shout them out again. They deserve to Los Angeles County Firefighters and Station 69.
Yeah.
We should. And
for them.
There we go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby.
Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
All right, over to Amy with the morning corny. Let's do it.
The morning corny.
What do you call a love story between a pilgrim and a turkey?
What do you call a love story between a pilgrim and a turkey?
50 Shades of Gravy.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Yeah, there it is. Okay.
That was the morning corny.
Did you guys write that one?
I wish.
Oh.
No, some of the gravy ones we have been writing. I might have to write the, until we get done with these, I might have to write the rest. You don't like any of the...
There just aren't good Thanksgiving jokes.
Yeah.
And then we turn to Christmas jokes.
Mm-hmm. I can't, Christmas is going to be good. There's so many. So
far, the gravy jokes are pretty good.
Right.
All the gravy jokes have made me laugh.
Right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, making a surprise appearance is Jake Owen. There he is. Jake Owen's here in the studio.
Hey. What's up?
I'm glad that you came by because we have a lot to talk about. You troll me on Instagram more than anybody else, period. And I want to play a clip.
I just like to mess with you, man. Somebody has to.
But everybody does, but you do it wonderfully.
Thank you.
There's an art to how you...
There is an art to trolling.
You just constantly troll me. And here is also a clip during CMAs of Jake talking about me.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay, here it
this
is.
This was prompted,
Do
though.
You have to, like... In the morning, put out these shirtless videos. You walking through the house.
Okay, first off,
like, I mean, the
first off,
day,
you should ask your counterpart on your show about that one.
Who's that?
We're gonna start talking about shirtless walk around videos. But me, I put out one the other day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going through Twitter in the morning, and there's Jake. Like his hair's all up, puffy, like he just got a.
I was proud of that, man. That was like God-given like, volume,
and he's like,
that really was special. And it's like the first one I've ever posted with no shirt on, and I specifically left it nipple up. No nip. I showed no nip in that video.
Okay, so you come after me. Which, by the way, if I look like you, I'd have my shirt off all the time.
Whatever.
Like, as much
I'm the fattest I've ever been in my life right now.
What?
I shouldn't say fat. I'm overweight right now. But I've
You're
been
not overweight?
No, right, he's out of his mind.
Hey, no, I've been enjoying my life lately. Like, for the last, like, 3 or 4 years, I, like, watched what I ate. I was, like, running every day. I was working out. That's for the birds. Seriously, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, we weren't going to say anything.
Hey, where do I
hey,
put
it's
up
for the birds, isn't it?
Where do I put up all these shirtless videos you talk of? Because we
every other day you have a shirtless
That's
video,
not true.
And then if you don't like it, you'll like put it on black and white so you look better.
Oh, wow,
dang, dude, good.
That's but
because I've done it, so no, I can only
on,
say that.
By the way, Jake Owen theory is really causing a stir this morning.
No, the other day it was Lunchbox who said that. He's like, do you really have to post? And I swear to you, I have not ever posted a post with my shirt off, ever.
But again, look at my feed. There's no bot. You see like my shoulder shirtless. It's not like
Bobby,
I'm
Bobby,
up.
You're in great not, shape. You're a good looking guy.
He's talking about in your stories, not your feed.
Just
a
prove
video.
It.
Every day, every day you
you're
do it. Every
your
day
mind.
You're like,
you're
it's not
mind.
Every day, Jake.
It might not be every day, right. But it's like,
You've
come
done
on, come on,
Jake Owens.
I hope you feel better. I just told you you're good looking
Jake
and
Owen
you have a great body.
On, Jake Owen gets
I
on
love
Instagram,
your body, Bobby.
And Jake Owen goes, he's like, oh, you're so beautiful. And
I saw your response, what Jake Owen says in the mirror every day. I was like, out of all these comments, he sees mine.
That was actually a good comeback, Bobby.
That was actually pretty solid. I said, ding, ding.
Hey, by the way, your hair is great.
Is it?
It's I love.
I was wondering if you guys are gonna mess with me, man.
No. I love the stage right now because it's right in that middle stage, but it's not as awkward as you think it would be.
Well, last time it was getting longer, and you guys scared me. I went home and cut it. I'm not kidding. I went home and cut it. It was bad.
Then we say you had the mom cut.
Well, let me compliment it now.
Right now, I just have it back. You know, it's staying back a little bit. A lot of times, it falls down the middle, and it, like what my girlfriend tells me, she says it looks like a butt cut, and so she hates it. And so when it's back, you know. Yeah. You know, whatever. I'm going to try to grow it back out a little bit, and then I'll cut it off again.
It looks great.
Thanks, buddy.
I only say, like, I didn't plan to say that, but I saw it just now. I was like, wow, it looks fantastic.
Thank you.
I often brag about how good you are at knowing every song ever. Like, if it's like sit around, if you were to do a draft of artists that would sit around a campfire and know every song, I would take you in the first round.
Wow, thank you.
Because you are that legit at it. If someone says, Jake, here's a guitar, play something for the 11 people here. I'm throwing you a guitar right now. What do you grab and play? Give us like 30 seconds of the first song that comes to mind.
30 seconds, 11 people, got to make
them
happy.
We're sitting around, yep, 11 people.
I mean, that's kind of hard to not just... That I mean, just those three. A lot of songs like that, you know, every time. If you got songs that are like...
Oh, yeah, do
that's
that.
A good one. That one's always good. Yeah. College. I mean, any song you can play the first few notes of the song, it's over and done with.
Well, what's the rule of sitting around and playing whenever you are a trained, skilled musician and singer, but everybody else wants to sing along too? At what point are you like, let me do what I'm good at? Or are you like, everybody just get in?
Well, okay. I'm glad you asked that question. And this is kind of a little bit of a tease that I'm using you as a segue. But I'm about to do an acoustic tour because I've always loved just grabbing an acoustic guitar and doing whatever I want. And I love playing with my band. I love touring. I've done that for years. But I don't ever get a chance to just by myself. And I'm going to do that. I want to walk on a stage every night for 6 weeks and just with this guitar sitting right there and this. And I just want to do me. And that's a long answer to your short question of I don't ever know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to read the audience. And I think sometimes people, I feel like that are good entertainers or can understand how to work a room. You don't know what you're going to play until you understand what that room's all about. Because I've been put in many different scenarios and situations where certain songs will work a lot better than other songs. You know what I mean? If you're in a party crowd, you play Sweet Home Alabama.
But do you care if people are singing back and singing along with you?
Like singing over you when you're the good one.
Yeah.
What you asked a second ago? And yeah, I just totally reread that question.
Okay. It's okay. I brought you back.
Okay. Thank you. I love it when people are singing louder than me. I like the help for sure.
Oh
yeah.
We should do that.
Why? You want to sing one?
Yeah. No. I just wondered what the deal was.
I did.
What's your favorite song to play? Period. I know it's tough. I'm asking these really open-ended questions. It's like they're like Jake Owen, you're going to be on Nashville. You're playing in the Super Bowl. You have 60.
Like in college, if you would ask me this question?
Right now, if they're like, you have 60 seconds, you can't play one of your own songs. You have a 60-second commercial during the Super Bowl to highlight your song skills.
Wow. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
And you're going to play for 60 seconds. And they're like, you have to go now because, the Midol commercial didn't show up. So now you have to go right now, Jake. Cameras are on in 5, 4.
I'm going to totally
3, screw
this moment up.
2.
We're on in 1.
You're on. Go.
I wish a buck was still silver and it was back before the country was strong. I just feel like it's appropriate right now, you know? Yeah, back before Nixon, before the Vietnam War came along. That's really not what I'd play on the Super Bowl, but I just figured I was in drop D tuning and, you know, it's political.
He played 22 seconds.
Dealing with, you know.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right. What's the first song in your set list right now?
Oh, yes.
What's it?
Bubblegum Tongue.
The best John Mayer song ever.
In college, for sure.
Your Body is a Wonderland. Oh, yeah. Me and my boyfriend used to listen to it.
Song drives me
crazy. Are you
going
to sing it, Amy?
Yes.
Let's go.
How does it start?
We got the afternoon.
I'm ready.
Yeah, here we go.
We got this afternoon. We got this room for two.
One thing I love to do. Discover me discovering you.
It's good.
Bobby's walking around with his shirt off.
Jake's
Instagram.
Trolling me on Instagram.
I'm trolling. That's all I got for you.
Right. Well, what's up with this movie? When's it coming out?
Movie coming out this year. Amazing experience for me. It was... Dakota Johnson, Casey Affleck, Jason Segel. The movie's called The Friend. It's a beautiful story about very tough circumstance of a family, husband, wife. She got terminal cancer, and it's really about the friendship that their friend moves in and takes care of them. Mm. And that was Jason Segel in the movie, and my role in the movie was a friend of the friend. The movie is called The Friend, and if you want to read the actual story that the movie was based upon, it's in Esquire magazine. I'm sure Eddie or someone can post a link to it. It's in Esquire magazine, and it was called The Friend. It was written by Matthew Teague. It's a beautiful story, and the movie is based upon that.
Have you seen Modern Love on Amazon yet?
No.
Oh, it's so
great
good.
Series.
I need to check
you should watch
that out.
It and then hit us back. Let me ask you a favor while you're here. Will you come back for St. Jude Radiothon? I hate to put you on the spot, but I know you'll say yes to this.
I will 100% come back for St. Jude Radiothon.
All right, there he is. Jake Owen stopping by this morning.
Woo!
We love the guy.
And girls.
We can't get enough of him. We can't get enough of him.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, what's your controversial food opinion? I mean, it's something where you're like, I feel this way, but most people do not agree. And let's go to who does food world first. Morgan, number two, you're the food expert here.
Yeah, I don't think fruits or vegetables should be on pizza ever.
Ooh. But have you ever had good dessert pizza?
Yeah, but I think it should stay original, you know, cheese or pepperoni or some meat, but fruits and vegetables just don't belong on pizza.
What vegetables do I like on pizza, though, when I think
like
about it?
So like people put, like,
peppers, onions?
I don't like that. Go ahead.
Oh, a bell pepper? No.
I may be part of her opinion. Didn't realize it. I'm okay with pineapple.
Yeah. Tomatoes?
I don't get pineapple. I'm not, like, reaching for it, but I'll eat it. I'm okay. I can kind of be down with that one a little bit. Yeah. My controversial food opinion is, I don't care what everybody says, peanut butter is not good in any way whatsoever.
You're the only one.
I want nothing. I want peanut butter, nothing. I don't like the smell of it. Don't like the taste of it. Don't like the texture of it. Can eat peanuts, but keep. And also, why are we putting raisins in trail mix? Nobody wants
Nobody
it
likes
there.
Those. You're right.
Everybody picks out the raisins. So those are mine. No peanut butter anywhere. And then let's get the raisins out of trail mix. I don't get it. Amy?
Olives are disgusting. And speaking of pizza, they should never be on pizza. And sometimes they end up on there. I don't even know how, because I guess it just gets mixed up and there's like an olive piece in there and it's the most disgusting thing ever. So I just think no olives should be anywhere ever. Pizza or just, you know, in a martini. I don't care. I don't want an olive.
I used to feel that way.
Ugh. Do you like them now?
I've kind of grown into a taste for olives.
Wow.
Which is weird how a palate can mature, huh?
It can.
Does that, olives are mature?
Yeah, I think so, because only older people like olives. I've never seen like a six-year-old like ripping out some olives.
True. So I don't have a sophisticated
Maybe that's it.
Not yet. Maybe in a couple years.
Maybe you'll get there.
Man, okay.
There's a bar near my house that some friends were at the other night, and they said, hey, you should stop by. I was like, cool. So I stopped by, and they were ordering sausage and peppers. And I used to not like peppercini peppers, but I can eat 100 of them now. It was the greatest sausage and peppers I've ever had, and I think about it every day now.
Oh, wow.
I haven't
so
been
back
since,
to the bar.
But I think about it every day. And I got to stop by there and have some more sausage and peppers. I think I might finally have my spot. I don't really have a spot
nice.
Ever. And I don't drink.
Little neighborhood bar.
But I can stop by and meet you at the bar. Sausage and peppers.
Where's Bones? He's at the bar.
You know, sausage and peppers. Yeah. Controversial food topic, Lunchbox?
It's easy. Chick-fil-A waffle fries are disgusting. People act like they're the best fries in the world. They taste like cardboard. There's no taste. They are not good.
Wow.
So you're not even going with they're overrated. You're going with they're disgusting.
Yeah, they're disgusting. They're just not good. I don't understand. Whenever I go to Chick-fil-A, never get the fries. Ever, because I just cannot stand them.
Wow. That's so crazy.
And then also, cake. We need to get rid of cake. Like, when you have a birthday party
get
or
get rid of cake.
Listen, cake is so overrated. It's not that good. If you're going to have a party or a wedding, have something besides cake so people that don't like cake have an option, because cake isn't any good.
Who doesn't like cake?
I mean, this who doesn't guy. Like Chick-fil-A waffle fries?
The thing about cake that I would change is the blowing out the birthday candles.
Oh, yeah.
Two cakes.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like, get the candle. Your kid is going to go into a birthday cake, and then I got to eat that cake?
Yeah. That's true.
Like, let's put them in like a sponge or something. Make your wish on the sponge, and then we eat the cake. What a terrible tradition of blowing out birthday candles on a cake. And I know this whole show is all about tradition for no reason. That's all you guys are.
We like tradition.
Yeah. I don't, unless there's a reason for it, but we should cut the whole cake blowing out candles.
Well, so what some people do is they'll have the big cake that everybody can eat, and they'll give the birthday kid a little cupcake with the candles, and then they get to blow them out.
I don't know. I've never seen that happen in real life, only on like Instagram.
Yeah, and that's sad.
Oh, I've been to parties where that happens.
It's a small cake.
That way you don't have to get spit on the cake.
They should get an award. That family should be rewarded.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading about Thanksgiving and food, how a lot of families like to go out for Thanksgiving now because... One, it's actually much cheaper to go out and eat a Thanksgiving dinner, even if you're paying
than to go to the store and buy everything that you need to host everybody.
Because you're not going to use it all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they said like around 20 million Americans are dining out. And I was like, okay. I never dined out. My grandmother always made Thanksgiving dinner. But people say they, one, don't want to pay all the money if they have to cook. Two, they don't have to clean up after it, which is a big part of it, especially if it's at your house. And... that they just don't want to have to deal with the hassle of people coming into their house.
I'm like so pumped about it. I never host and I'm hosting, so I'm pumped about it.
What are you looking for most?
Like having a bunch of people in my house.
What time should I get there?
Well, I don't know what time we're eating at all. TBD.
What time do you think we'll eat at? I got to put it on my calendar. So I can get there 15 minutes early.
It's a holiday.
But on Thanksgiving, if you say 2 o'clock.
Probably-ish. I would say we'll probably have a late lunch. Early dinner. You know, later lunch to where you can graze with the leftovers for dinner. That kind of thing. That's a good plan.
Like 2 o'clock.
don't. I can't commit that to you right now because I have to talk to my sister and I have to talk to my dad. Like, no, there. I cannot give you a time right now. I know that you're like probably going crazy over that, but I'll tell you so you can put it in your calendar.
Because I have to plan out breakfast. What time I'm gonna eat breakfast? I'm on Fit 33.
Right. Well, that's right. You have 2 a little window. 3 o'clock. Oh, that should fit within your Fit 33 window.
I know.
You could work out before. You know.
Yeah.
That way you all can eat whatever.
It's hard to plan a Thanksgiving dinner. Like when it's going to be ready, that's hard.
Yeah, the timing.
But when you give a time, though, do I show up right at that time? And when does the food come out?
Bobby, please don't make this stressful. None of my other guests have asked me any of these details. Right. Hillary's coming. She hasn't said anything.
Yeah, but you know me.
I know. Okay, yeah, I'll figure out a time. I'll let you know when to arrive and then...
Oh, Amy, you better have that food on time because he is going to...
No, that's not true. I don't get mad. I think that's false. There's no, oh my goodness. I just get there and I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Oh, man, at like 4 a.m., this 57-year-old woman was driving in Virginia, and she crashed her car, and it caught fire. But luckily, two cops showed up just in time. One of their chest cams actually got it all on video, so it's totally crazy. When they got to the driver, she was unconscious and still buckled in. So one of them had to use a knife to cut her seatbelt. Then they both pulled her out, started dragging her away, and just made sure that she was safe. It's just, I don't know, it's all so crazy. We have a clip of the dash cam, too.
Oh, here we go.
Is anybody else in the car? Is it just you? Get back, man. Get back. Is anybody else in the car, man? Is anybody else in the car, okay? Can you hear me? Come on.
Yeah, I got you.
Come on. 28's fine. We got one.
Wow.
You can hear the crackling. That's the fire.
That's crazy. This is the thing about these cops. Mm-hmm. They're not just doing cop stuff. They're literally risking their life. That car could go pop at any time.
Mm-hmm.
That's so crazy. What a good story.
Officers Dalton Foley and Olivia Martin, shout out to you.
And what happened with the woman?
She was airlifted to a hospital in serious but stable condition.
Ah, so. Saved her life. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lauren Alena.
Well, here she is. One of your finalists on Dancing with the Stars. Your friend and mine, America's sweetheart. Lauren, how are you?
I'm so tired.
I know the feeling. It's the last run, though, right? It's kind of, it's like equally super exciting and equally super exhausting.
And kind of sad. I can't believe it's over.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me for a second. Let's take a brief look back at last week. We're watching. You made it to the finals. James Vanderbeek did not make it to the finals. What were your thoughts?
Well, I don't know if you saw my face when they said my name, but I was shocked. That was really sad to see him go. James has been in my corner since day one. It's my buddy, and he was having a horrible week. Personally, it was just shocking.
Well,
very shocking.
We'll move to this week. I saw your face. You weren't even in the bottom two. So, and I'm going to tell you, she wasn't even in the bottom three. You know, she wasn't. Lauren's there. She's got a real shot tonight. I feel good about it. She's going to do two dances. You're going to do the freestyle, which means you can do whatever you want. But there are no rules on the freestyle. How do you feel about that tonight?
I'm excited. It's going to be good.
Are you going to do something weird? Something I did in mine that was weird. I talked and told like little jokes in mine. Are you going to do anything that's a little off? Or do you not want to tell us or what?
Maybe.
Okay. That's all we need to hear.
Yeah.
She's going to do something off. All right, good. And then you're doing also a foxtrot. Is that right?
We're repeating our dance to Jolene.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be there in the crowd.
I know. I'm excited.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to root with my whole heart. Not even like half my heart. It's all out there. I'm going to be full-hearted for you. How's your body? You have one final dance. Your ribs good? Feet good? What's happening?
They're good enough.
Yeah? Good enough to get through one more?
Oh, yes. I got this. I got this. I want to win. I need everybody to vote. I really, really, really want to win.
Can you visualize yourself holding that mirror ball above your head?
I can.
I could. The last week, that's all I could see. I would close my eyes, and I would see me holding that mirror ball above my head.
And you did it.
But yeah, okay, this is not me, though. This is you.
Day.
When you close your eyes, you have to see it. You have to be it.
Okay.
I know. I'm getting a little too preachy right now. Of all 11 weeks.
I can see it, Bobby.
What's been the hardest part about this show, Lauren? This is the last time we get to talk about it. What's the hardest part about this show?
That I did not know how to dance at all, and someone telling you all day long, every day, that you're not good at something until you're good at it.
Yeah, you never get good the whole show, because as soon as you start to get it, you move on to a new dance and it's a whole different thing.
Yeah,
it's a real.
It's like meeting your partner for the first time every Tuesday, because the dances are different. You know, it's like starting from scratch all over again.
Well, here she is. Tonight we're going to be voting. Vote for Lauren. Vote 10 times on text. You can go to abc.com and vote. Lauren, we are here for you. We've been here all year. We're going to be here for you tonight. I want to see you at the show tonight, give you a big old hug, and then whatever happens, it happens. And Cher will be performing. Pitbull and Neo will be performing. The first look at the new season of The Bachelor. The winner of the American Idol fan vote will be revealed live. It's just a big show tonight. So I hope that everybody's going to be there.
Exciting.
Lauren, get you a little more rest. Thanks for waking up with us. And hopefully, the next time we talk to you, you'll be the Mirror Ball champion.
Whoop, whoop.
Fingers crossed.
There she is, everybody. Yeah. Lauren, we're going to vote for her tonight. Woo. All right, Lauren, see you soon.
See ya. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, let's play a music game. Now, I'm excited because I get to play.
Oh,
I don't get to play a lot of games. Raymundo, tell me what this game's all about.
Yeah, so these songs all have a food bleeped out. You're just going to name the food.
So, is there an example? Okay, play the example, please.
Floating down the Flint River, catch yourself a little...
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That would be catfish dinner.
Yeah.
I think we all knew that.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
Okay. They're all foods. They're all bleeped out of songs. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, My Name is Bobby. Let's play the game. Number one, what's the song, Raymundo?
The song is It's a Great Day to Be Alive.
All right, Travis Tritt, here we go.
Hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth.
Okay. I should write this down, huh?
It's Catman.
I think I got it.
You know, play the beep up to the beep one more time.
Hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade. Feeling pretty good.
Amy?
Stew?
Lunchbox?
Pecan pie.
Doesn't really fit. Love the effort, though. Eddie?
Soup?
It's soup.
Oh,
gosh.
Soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth.
Wow, I guess
pecan
I've always
pie said... is great to eat, by the way, but yeah. I think I'll make me some homemade pecan pie. It's it's a tough
fit. Too many syllables.
Yeah, I know it didn't fit, but that's all I could... It says sweet potato pie and shut my mouth.
No, different song.
Different song. That's Alabama. Yeah. Yeah.
So I just had pie on my head.
Okay.
Shoot.
What's up? Shoot what?
I said stew instead of soup, okay. But I think I've always sang stew.
Well, you know what? Give her half a... No, you don't get any points.
That counts.
No, that doesn't count. All right, what's the next one, Raymundo?
Body Like a Back Road.
All right, Body Like a Back Road. Go ahead.
But I can turn them inside out. I don't need no help. Got hips like so thick and so sweet.
Okay. You want to hit it one more time, Raymundo?
But I can turn them inside out. I don't need no help. Got hips like so thick and so sweet.
I think we all got this one.
Yeah,
right?
We got it.
Oh, yeah, that was easy.
On the count, we go 1, 2, 3, then say it. 1, 2, 3.
Honey.
All right.
Got hips like honey. So thick and so sweet.
Honey.
Right. It feels good to get one right.
It does feel pretty good. Get two right. Okay. All right. Let's go up. Next one, what's the song, Raymundo?
Chattahoochee.
Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson, okay?
I was willing, but she wasn't ready, so I settled for a and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home.
I liked that wasn't in the rhyme scheme.
Hold on.
Good. It's not?
Wait, no, because ahead. Snow cone dropped her off early and never went home.
Oh.
That would be the rhyme.
Hold on.
Yeah, no context clues on this one.
Yeah, hit it again, Raymundo.
I was willing, but she wasn't ready, so I settled for a and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home.
You guys know it, right, Amy? Lunchbox?
I had grape snow cone, but then it
says it in there.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So then it threw me off. I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Are you in?
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
I'm in.
What do you have?
Burger.
Lunchbox?
Soda.
Eddie?
Burger.
For a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home.
Okay, all right. Raymundo, what's the next one?
Make It Sweet.
Make It Sweet from Old Dominion.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go.
I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week, I got an appetite. Sunset's like a... Let's find
what?
A road we've never seen. Don't waste
I got it.
I know what word goes there, and I didn't know it was a food.
Interesting.
You want to hit it one more time?
I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week, I got an appetite. Sunset's like a...
let's find a road we've never oh. seen.
Don't waste you got it?
Well, now I know the real word.
You didn't
funny.
Know it. What did you? Okay.
I know what you're saying.
I can tell you what I thought it was. Or what I sing.
And I feel like I thought the same thing too, Amy.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, are you in?
I'm in for the win.
What did you think it was? Tambourine?
Yes. I sing tambourine when I hear that song. But now that I know he's got an appetite yeah. and it's the same color as the sunset, I got...
Okay, on the count of three, say what you have written down. One, two, three. Oh,
tambourine.
Wait, what's yours?
Candy bar.
Oh.
Because wow. it said sugar.
The sunset's like a candy bar.
Doesn't work, man.
So yeah, but what is a tangerine? Is that an orange?
Yeah, it's a little
it's
orange.
It's a citrus. Yeah. Okay, we have one more here in the game.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do one more. Raymundo?
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes. With a basket full of and a big cold jug of sweet tea.
Do it one more time.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes.
Took me a second.
With a basket full of and a big cold jug of sweet tea.
I think I got it.
I'll be honest. I didn't have it at first. It didn't come to me immediately, but now I have it.
I'm in for the win.
I think I do.
Guessing.
I'm 78% sure.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm about there too. 75 maybe.
Man.
Eddie and I are tied at 4. Amy has 3. Lunchbox has 1. Amy.
Well, I guess what else do you put in a basket but biscuits?
Oh, a basket full of biscuits and I don't think. Is that right, Raymundo?
Yeah, no.
Lunchbox?
No, if you're coming back from the field and you have a basket full of something, it has to be a basket full of apples.
Oh, I didn't know he's in a field.
Eddie, because if one of us gets it, we win. All if right. one of us doesn't. It'll stand on the count. One, two, three, say it.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Lemons.
Chicken. Okay, someone's right, someone's wrong.
A basket full of chickens?
Chicken.
Oh, chicken.
Is it not? Okay.
I think that's another song.
So you okay, sing your version.
I got a basket full of lemons and some sweet tea.
Oh, yeah. Lemons would go with sweet tea.
Is it she or he? What is it?
She. I think it's she.
She's got a basket full of chicken and I think it's chicken.
Wait, right. Hold on. Lunchbox said that whoever's in a field?
Yeah, coming back from the field with a basket. Part.
Play the bleeped again, Raymundo, the bleep version.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes.
See, she wasn't in the field.
He's in the field.
He's in the field. She walks up
with
the chicken.
Yeah, you heard it all wrong.
Now,
now I feel like
now
she
I'm
has...
On I think it's yeah. chicken yeah. with Bobby.
Chicken too.
She came yeah. with chicken.
She's not lemon?
I mean, my guess is lemon.
Is it because lemon goes with sweet tea?
No, because you can put it in a basket.
Yeah, but he's hungry. He's working.
You can put a lot of stuff in a basket.
Right. Bunch of lemons.
You can put a vase in a... I say vase. Why would I say vase?
I don't know.
I was just going with the song. Okay. I would say vase. That's good. Full of vase. Oh, all right, Raymundo, hit it up.
With a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet
tea. Dang. You were right.
I wasn't sure. I got to be honest with you. But... let me tell you what it feels like to win. I don't get to play a lot. But when I win, I think it's unbelievable. Oh! But let me say this too. That you put up a really good match, Eddie.
Oh. Thank you, man.
And I'd also like to say that you're unbelievable. Oh!
That one hurt.
You know, I didn't know that. Wasn't for sure about that. I guess, and Amy, but you learn stuff too. I wouldn't have got that, but Amy thought it was tangerine or tambourine.
Tambourine,
yeah.
Lunchbox thought pecan pie was.
Yeah, is there a song with pecan pie?
Probably somewhere. Yeah. All right, there you go. I'll take my victory. That was a good victory for me. I appreciate all
good
the support.
Good win, Bones. Good
when
win.
When I won, I'm going to say this about this room. All your heads went down.
Yeah, all of us.
I said, oh.
No. When I won, all you guys went, oh.
Yeah, when I heard chicken, I went down.
Right.
No.
Thank you, guys. On the phone with us right now, Nurse Bobo is on. That's right. By the way, his name is Adam Bobo. And Bobo, you're a nurse. And what's the other word? What is it?
Anesthetist.
And what's that mean?
Basically, I'm a certified registered nurse anesthetist. So I am the person, or used to be the person when I was in the hospital, that would put people to sleep for surgery. Specifically, I did mainly open heart surgery.
Wow. Well, we're just going to call him Nurse Bobo.
Yeah.
Okay. Nurse Bobo is on with us right now.
Yes.
To mostly talk about fighting a cold because everybody's getting sick now. Why now, right. Bobo, are people getting all colds all at once?
A lot of times people think it's the cold weather, but there's no virus that's in the cold weather. Usually what happens is the cold weather itself can give you a little bit of that runny nose, right? And where people stay in cold weather is indoors, right? So what happens is you get a little runny nose while you're outside. You're rubbing your nose with your hands, and then everybody huddles inside. So you're shaking hands, and you're just spreading viruses to everybody.
So it's not so, so much about the weather or the temperature. It's that everybody's crammed inside, and all the germs are getting spread through each other.
Pretty much, yeah.
Let's say a cold's coming on. Let's say I'm feeling one today. Like, walk me through this. What can I do to fight the cold?
Number one thing, prevention is obviously better than treatment. You know, if you can prevent it from happening, you're in a better spot. I tell people when you fly, have hand sanitizer, always wash your hands. You always assume your hands are cleaner than they actually are, so wash your hands is a huge thing. And then if you start to get sick, things that I do is I take zinc, just a zinc supplement that you can really get anywhere, CVS, Walgreens, something like that. Take it as the bottle recommends, or you can take double, take it with food because it'll make you a little, can make you a little sick to your stomach, kind of. But zinc has been shown to decrease symptoms of a cold as well as shorten the duration of a viral illness or cold.
Zinc.
I take elderberry.
I don't know any of this stuff. Zinc and elderberry? That sounds like one of the Smurfs.
No,
the younger berry's here, but the elderberries are over in this castle.
Dingleberry.
No, yeah. I just started.
Dingo. It doesn't look like dingleberry. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, sorry.
Yeah,
zinc.
Make sure you choose the elderberry, not the dingleberry.
Okay.
Yes.
So, zinc and elderberry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where do you get that
hydrate,
stuff?
CVS and Walgreens. Oh. I was just down in a CVS. I'm in an Uber right now. But it's all over the place in there. They make gummies for people who don't like, you know, an elderberry doesn't taste bad. Usually the gummies have like added stuff in them. So like if you can find just like an elderberry syrup, it's usually plain. But yeah, it's all at CVS and Walgreens. They're all over the place. Usually on the end caps of the aisles now that everybody's getting sick.
All right, on the phone with us right now is Nurse Bobo. And we're talking about if you start to get a cold. Okay, how do you feel about this squirting the nasal saline rinse into your nose? I do those sometimes.
I don't necessarily do that myself. I think it's a good sinus flush. You know, normally with a cold or virus anyway, you're just treating symptoms. So if you're congested and you feel like it helps, definitely do it.
Salt water gargle?
One of my big things I tell people with sore throats is stay away from acidic stuff. We've got this thing in our mind that we drink orange juice and we get all the vitamin C, but really the acidic nature of it can be harsh on your throat. So like singers or people that talk a lot, you lose your voice because of the cold. Like you got like a drip on your throat and it's irritated. Acidic beverages, juices can make it worse.
Interesting.
Chicken noodle soup?
Oh, that's feel good. That's comfort medicine. Oh, yeah.
So that just makes you comfort, and when you feel better, you be better. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, truly. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, you're just treating symptoms, so it can make you feel better, I guess you'd say.
And then,
but it's not going to treat the cold.
Finally, water. Like, talk about water, hydration.
Juice. We're chronically dehydrated, and a lot of times when it gets cold, people drink more coffee, more hot beverages that only are going to potentiate the fluid loss or make us sweat more without us even knowing it, or dehydrating type beverages that make you pee more.
Nurse Bobo, Adam Bobo. That's right. Nurse Adam Bobo is on with us right now. Finally, just to kind of recap, if you're starting to feel a cold, you get a Z-Pack.
Zinc.
Oh, zinc.
Zinc.
No Z-Pack.
You get zinc, you get elderberry, and you get a lot of sleep, and you drink a bunch of water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, try to avoid the antibiotics and steroids. A lot of people will jump straight to that.
Me. That's what I do. I love it.
Like, but most,
shoot me up, baby. Bring me the needle. There he is, Nurse Adam Bobo. Hey, Adam, and tell everybody about your business.
Yeah, so my company is Arite Natural. We basically do IVs, all things health and wellness. You can find us on Instagram at Arite Natural. You can find me at Adam Bobo.
There you go, at Adam
Bobo.
Yeah,
all things health and wellness, but really centered around IVs and performance medicine.
All right, there. And every time I say the word Bobo, we're supposed to hit the horn. There it is. Thank you very much. All right, at Adam Bobo. Thank you, Adam Bobo. Nurse Bobo. Thank you. All right, later, Bobo.
Yeah, can't keep
y'all
up with you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Bobo.
See ya.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
They say we look at our phone 96 times a day. You think you're over or under that?
Oh, gosh, I would want to say that I'm under, I hope, but I'm probably not.
I think you are way less. I can hardly get a hold of you anymore.
Oh.
Your life has just taken drastic turns when you adopted your kids. So I text you, and sometimes I don't hear back for 5-6 hours, sometimes the next day. Sometimes I'll text you before work, and then you get into work, and you're like, oh, I get a text message from him. Like, oh, it's 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. I didn't. So I would think that maybe you're below.
What about you?
Way over.
Yeah.
Probably 96 times.
How are you doing on your, you know how you have your phone tell you your usage?
Yeah.
Like it monitors like, what, like, does it breaks it down. Like, this is how many hours you're on Instagram. This is how many hours you're on Twitter. This is how many hours you're on email.
I mean, I can tell you, I'm averaging 5 hours and 55 minutes a day, which is down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I was there about 6:30, sometimes 7.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not trying to get off my phone. I think I just get busier.
Yeah. I mean, but for, like, too, a lot of our phone, like, our phone is our computer sometimes, and we work a lot on our phone.
96 times a day, which translates to once every 10 minutes.
Oh.
So, with me, I'm definitely doing. But again, you sleep for a while, and I do wake up every 10 minutes and check it. I do. I feel like that. Oh, we're done. Thank you, guys. Amy, what's going on today?
My sister's here, and my brother-in-law, and my nieces and nephews. So, just, like, family time, basically, the rest of the week. So, hanging out. What about you?
Dancing with the Stars finale tonight.
Yes.
So I'll be there. Hopefully you guys will listen and root and vote for Lauren, Lena.
Okay, tonight, like, we have to.
And you get 10 texts that you can text in. So, you know, I won't be on my Twitter or Instagram. I don't know if I can really post while they're saying to vote for Lauren because I don't want it to be awkward. I'll be around everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe I can. I think I will.
Just find a corner.
Well, and also, no one's getting twisted. They know I'm there rooting for Lauren.
Yeah.
When the show started, they were like, can you be, you know, impartial? And I thought maybe I could, but I knew I couldn't.
Yeah.
So week one, I was like, yeah, we'll probably be impartial. But, I mean, she's been on the show every week. Like, we're with her. Hopefully tonight she wins.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, super excited to see what happens with Lauren tonight. And if anything, she made it to the final. She ran the whole run. But we'll be with her tonight. Vote for Lauren if you can. So I'll be doing that tonight.
Yep.
So that'll be it. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you on Tuesday's Bobby Bones Show. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones is on.